Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome to the fire.
Welcome to the fire, boys. My name is Parker McDonald.
And I'm Walter Lee, and we'll be your hosts on this episode of the Southern Collective Hunting Podcast. If you're a new hunter trying to learn the basics,
or you're a veteran woodsman just trying to get through your workday, there's always a place at our campfire for you.
Speaking of the fire, we would love it if you guys would join our growing Patreon community and be a part of the best and only digital deer camp south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Come on. If you'd like to learn more, click on the link in the show notes. But for now, Walt,
welcome to the fire. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Southern Collective. My name is Walt, and I'm going to be joining you guys kind of solo. This may or may not be something you're used to. If you've been a fan of Chasing Tales Outdoors, you've heard me do this before. And if you are a fan of Southern Ground and you just found yourself over here, you've probably never heard me do this. But two or three times a year, I'll just get on the mic and talk. And so if that's not your jam, go ahead and skip the podcast and you won't offend me in the slightest. But I got some things to say that I kind of feel like need to be said on an annual basis. And I feel like do provide encouragement at the right time. There's kind of this universal low point that most people find themselves in. And when I say low point, I don't mean in the sense of you're ready to throw in the towel. Just there's ebbs and flows, highs and lows, peaks and valleys in this thing that we do. And right now, if you're in most of the country, you've been hunting for about 2 months. If you're in zone D, your season kicks off in a few days, and that should get you excited. And so you may not find yourself in this low point, but save this podcast and come back to it later, whenever that may occur. And I hope it helps. So what we're talking about today is something that I find remarkably practical, and that is maintaining your enthusiasm, maintaining your spirit, keeping things in the right perspective that allow you to be sustainable. We talk all the time in the Patreon group about sustainability, what it takes to stay in the woods even when you face adversity. And so in the Patreon group, you've got guys whose their bows have been stolen, right? Right in the middle of archery season, they come home and somebody's broke in and taken their hunting gear. We have guys who have had multiple close encounters and just cannot seem to get it done, or they've faced adversity going out of state and wounding good bucks, but not being able to recover them. Or, I mean, there's just a variety of things that happen over the course of your hunting experience that could lead you to feel low. So we're going to start this off with two quotes. One's by my favorite president of all time, Teddy Roosevelt. It's called The Man in the Arena. And it goes as like this. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions? Who spends himself a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall forever be known with those cold and timid souls, so that his place shall never be known with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. So this quote resonates with me. And what it's really about is that there is a certain credit and a certain due and a certain honor that comes with having done something. Having gotten out of bed and gone is greater immediately than those who decided to go back to bed. That the criticism, the critics that really matter are those who have actually done the deeds, who know great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause. Those are the people whose voices matter. And a lot of times it's easy to let your own inner voice start to creep in. Self-doubt, frustration, a lack of confidence with the equipment because something goes wrong. And I think what's really important is that this conversation is about perseverance. It's about the fact that if you have simply attempted with a full heart, whatever it is you're after, then you're doing something awesome. And the reason why this matters, we'll get to it in just a second. I'm going to tie all this in. But this matters greatly because you should, coming out of the woods, success or failure, be proud of where you are and motivated by it and not let those voices start to creep in. The second quote is by a very, very famous individual, Thomas Jefferson. It's about luck. And you've heard it said on this podcast many times. I'm a great believer of luck. And I find that the harder I work, the more of it I have. And so these two things talk to two important factors, in my opinion, when it comes to deer hunting. Less so with other things. Deer hunting is really a mental grind in a lot of ways that, say, turkey hunting or elk hunting isn't. And those have their own mental grinds that are just felt differently. But what you're talking about is the fact that having attempted something, you've done something great, inevitably, win, lose, or draw. And the other says that the harder you work, the more opportunities that hard work will encounter that will turn into what a lot of people will refer to as luck. I think we've all done this before where you get into Instagram and Chris B or Josh Bomar or, you know, fill in the blank celebrity. Oh, they did it again. And a little bit of envy comes into play. They're so lucky. They're so lucky. And some of these guys have different circumstances that are lucky. They have a farm they get to hunt, but it's interesting to me where we draw this line of who has worked hard enough for it to be credited as a praise versus those who haven't, and it deserves some form of less than viewpoint. If you have attempted, if you have gone and done the thing, you've won. The more you go and do the thing, the more success you're going to find. Those two things build on each other. The base foundation is simply having gone should bring you joy, and you should leave the woods excited for having the opportunity to go. And I'm not belittling not killing a deer. Everyone who's listened to this podcast knows I have struggled, but there's only one way to have success, and that is to do. So if the doing of the doings is a success, and the more you do the doings, the more success you will find down road, then if you're at this point in this juncture in your adventure, I would encourage you to stop and anchor yourself. If you're in one of those little valleys like I talked about, stop and take a breath, take a beat and reassess. If you're coming out of the woods frustrated on a day in, day out basis, then you might want to reassess your motives when you went in there. I have high expectations of opening day. I'm going to end up killing a buck. I feel the most confident I probably ever have that I've got a plan that is going to work based on 3 years of experience with this area. If I come out of there upset, it's because I've put way too much emphasis of my happiness on having killed that deer and not the fact that I have got the time, the resources, and a family that supports me to go out there, and I'm going to be in the middle of a swamp on public land that we all own, chasing game that we all finance to be on and conserve on the face of this earth to be pursued. I am lucky, and I get to share it with some of my closest friends. That deer camp, guys, you've heard us talk about it before. I've got a crew of guys that are going with me. We are going to have a hell of a time. We're hunting all weekend. I've got a cameraman that's going to be going with me, which has been one of the biggest dreams I've had, is to not have to run the camera myself, such that you guys get to see more of what actually happens. There's so much I can't capture myself effectively. I am lucky in this moment right now, win, lose, or draw on the other side, that I get to go. And I think through gratitude, perseverance is sustainable. Through gratitude, positivity and inertia and momentum can be created and maintained. So remember, when you go into the woods, guys, the harder you work, the more success you'll find. The only person who gets to critique the effort you've put forth and what you shoot and what you decide to do in the woods is yourself and those around you who have done an equivalent thing. And the harder you work, the more opportunities you're going to find. Anchor yourself, have fun. Deer season is in the middle of the throes. We've got 1, 2, 3.5 months left if you're counting the deep south, and you guys can come down here from up north if you want to escape the cold. But there is a whole season ahead of you, and all it takes is one hunt. All it takes is one opportunity in a few minutes. Think about the time it took from the time you saw a deer and you shot it. If it's 5 minutes from the time you saw it and he worked his way down a trail and you shot him, how many 5 minute windows do you have in a day? How many 5 minute windows do you have in a weekend? Do the thing. Be out there, persevere, work hard enough that your hard work meets opportunity such that people find you lucky in appearance. So until next time, guys, that's all I got for you as we go into opening day. We got a bunch of episodes coming out in the next coming weeks that I think are going to be really cool. Next weekend is going to be hunting marginal sign. We all talk about finding that primary feed tree that's tore up in the trail that's beat down to a bedding area. But what about those low deer density areas where good sign doesn't really look like good sign? We're going to be talking about that next week. Love you guys. Hope you have a great time in the woods. Don't forget to check out the Patreon hunt. That's coming up in January. We got a wait list if you want to sign up. Patreon group is popping. We are doing a join or die knives giveaway at the end of October to our patrons. So there's still time left. You got about, I don't know, 14 days from the time I recorded this to sign up to win a $250 package with a custom SoCo knife in a hard case with a compass, all kinds of cool stuff, man. It's just awesome. So go check it out. Go check out Join or Die Knives and use the promo code SoCo Hunt if you want to get 10% off. And until next time, guys, see you on the other side.